For he desires, if you'll go there in that prophetic season of your life, numbered with the great, you hear me? I ain't never told nobody that in my life. But I'm wired up. Oh. If I ever get to come back, there's some things I want to preach. But God said, you stay zeroed because there's some people there struggling. God told me there's some of you that are just like us. There are times we have to believe God for food on our table. He said, does that take away from you being a man? No, 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 no. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. I get more joy going through the storm and putting my foot on his head than if it's somebody just give me $1 million and put my oh no no. The devil knows more about your prophetic season than some of you've caught a glimpse. It's in the word. He's God. He's Lord. I want to pray with you. May I feel the man. Woo! I'm going to go on record. This is the season for this church to do the things that's been in your heart. It's the season. Yeah, can I take just 1 minute and wait? You know why? You know why? You know why? I go so many places. I have to push to preach. I have to push. There's this preacher that every day at 12:05, he'd leave his church. And he'd go and be gone about 20 minutes or 30 and come back. So the church board said something's wrong. Maybe he's failed to sin or something's wrong. 5 days a week, he leaves. Be gone 20 or 30 minutes and come back. Church board decided they'd follow him. So they followed him that day in Tennessee. And they saw him just standing on the edge of a little cliff looking over. And they come up and said, Pastor, if you need a vacation, we'll give it to you. If you need more money, whatever you need, why do you leave every day at 5:05 and go in 20 or 30 minutes? He said, come here. Said, you see that little train coming through down there? He said, it's so comforting to see something move that I don't have to push. It's worth it for the drive. When I get in a church, give me just a minute. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could I say something 1 minute and I will promise you I'm through. I got to say this. 14-year-old. I went into eternity. I was lost. I began to sink into the very pit of hell. My whole life passed before me. I've been a wicked person. I was 14-year-old. I'd been wicked. And I close this. The Holy Spirit just said, tell it. While I was sinking, now I know that God sent the Holy Ghost. And I remembered I only knew 2 verses of Scripture. And the only reason I remembered them, they give us a dollar to memorize Scripture. So I memorized Jesus wept. That one was easy. And the other one was, all things are possible to him that believeth. While I was sinking, I felt the flames. I knew it was over. I'm done. I'm in eternity. I'm different. I know that. But I come to tell you about a God that'll take you. And I said, God, I sent my kids to faith school. I ain't never been. I'm in now. And others, I'm a faith man. I said, you said, in my mind, I didn't think there's no hope. I'm telling you. But I must have believed him in my spirit. I said, you said all things are possible to him that believeth. and I quit sinking. And I started just coming like this. I walked under conviction for 2 weeks. I walked in the little Church of God in Gainesville, Georgia, north of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on the back row. Conviction moved. And that old preacher gave an altar call. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, "Son, now if you don't go tonight, it's your last opportunity." I made my way down. My sins were blight. But he must have went and got the same angel who went to Isaiah and said, "I want you to take those tongs of fire." He said, "In fact, go over and get some live coals beneath that altar, and you fly to where that boy is, and you touch his lips and tell him his sin is forgiven and his iniquity burdened." I've been a 14-year-old boy. I started preaching around the globe as a little old kid. And I just come to tell you, he specializes in doing the impossible. I didn't mean to say that, but the Holy Ghost said, "Say it." I want the young men and the young women up here in a moment. I want to pray with you. Some of you are doing pretty well, but the devil has things designed against. And that's why he sends anointed men of God in with pastor to lay hands and bring you into your destiny. I want the young folks to come first. Come on, young folks.